Maricha and Ravana came here to Panchavati. They landed after flying in the sky. Ravana told Maricha, "There is the hermitage of Sri Ram. Become a beautiful golden deer, attract him away. When you bring him far, far into the forest, cry out in exactly his sound of a voice, 'Oh Sita! Oh Lakshman!' Cry out in such a helpless way that Sita will force Lakshman to go to help her beloved Ram." Maricha took this form. Such a wonderful deer no one has ever seen. One half of him was so brilliantly golden, and the other was silver. There were beautiful spots which were effulgent. His horns were made out of emeralds. His hooves were precious, precious jewels. His face was so sweet to see, and beautiful lotus-like eyes. His tongue kept coming out, and it just attracted anyone's heart's attention. And how he danced, and what sweet sounds were coming out of his mouth. He started jumping and dancing right in front of Sita as she was picking flowers for Lord Ram. Sita, upon seeing him, she called, "Oh Ram, oh Ram, look at this deer. What a beautiful deer. See his colors. See how sweet. His tongue goes in and out, and how he glances upon me with so much affection. And look at how he jumps around so gracefully. I think there is no such deer like this anywhere in the whole creation. Even in the heavenly planets, Indra cannot possess such a deer. Please, Ram, catch this deer for me. I want to play with him as a pet. And when we go back to Ayodhya next year, we will have this wonderful deer in our palace. And somehow or other, if this deer dies, we will have the most elegant deerskin to sit on together." As soon as Sita said that, Lakshmana, he said, "This is not an ordinary deer.
I know what are the 8,400,000 species of life that you have created, and this is not one of them.
This is a Rakshasa named Maricha, and he has disguised himself in this way just to attract Sita, so she will send you and me away to catch this deer, and then Ravana will come and steal him. I know what's happening. Do not be fooled." Sita said, "Oh, Lakshmana, why are you spoiling what I'm saying? Ram, please catch this deer. Look at how he's jumping. Look, 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 you must catch him. I want him so much. I will not be satisfied without this deer, Ram. Please get deer." Lakshman said, "Ram, do not go." Lord Ramchandra said to Lakshman, "This is the most beautiful deer I've ever seen. And look at how happy it's making Sita. My life and soul is to make Sita happy. I must get this deer from Sita. And if you are correct that this is Maricha, then I will kill it. So either way, it's good that I catch this deer. You stay here with Sita. Do not leave her for even one moment." Then Ram picked up his bow and arrow and went running for the deer. And Maricha, how he would just jump up and disappear and jump up and appear somewhere else. And Ram was chasing after him, further and further and further into the forest. When he was way far away, Lord Ram could understand, Lakshmana is correct. This is Maricha. He's leading me so far in the forest. This Rakshasa must be killed. Then Ram took the arrow from his quiver, put it to his bow, pulled it back, and let go of a very brilliant effulgent shaft. It soared through the air. The deer Maricha was hit by the arrow right in the heart, and he jumped so high up, higher than the trees. Then he assumed his original form of a terrible, terrible mountainous Rakshasa. He fell to the ground, and just before giving up his life, he called out in the exact sound of Ram's voice, "Oh, Lakshman! Oh, Sita!" When Sita heard this, she turned to Lakshman. "Ram is in trouble. Go immediately. Protect your brother. You must help him." Lakshman said, "There is no trouble for Ramchandra. He is the Supreme Lord. There is nothing that can harm him. He could conquer the entire universe within a second. No one could stand before him. There is no danger at all." Sita said, "But didn't you hear? In helplessness, he cried out your name to help him. Go, go now, immediately go." Lakshman said, "This was the voice of Maricha. He disguised himself as a deer. He has been killed by Ram. He cried out your name so that I would go chasing after, so that you would be alone, subjected to the demoniac propensities of the Rakshasas. I will not leave you. I have made vow to Ram. I must stay." In her love, she became very much disturbed. Tears poured from her eyes. "Ram is in danger. You do not want to help him." She was crying and crying and crying. And then in anger, she said, "Lakshman, what a wretched scoundrel you are! What a crooked-hearted, lusty beast you are! You planned this all out from the very beginning. You wanted to come to the forest. For what reason? I know. Because you were lusting over me. You wanted to be alone in the forest with me and Ram, and then arrange it so that Lord Ram would be killed, so that you can enjoy me for your own lusty, terrible, sinful purposes. But this will not happen, Lakshman." Lakshman was mortified. "How can you speak of this?" Sita said, "If you do not go immediately, I will immediately take poison and kill myself. But I will not allow you to enjoy me. You are like a jackal that wants to enjoy the sheep when the shepherd is gone."
When Lakshman heard this, it was too much for him to bear.
With folded palms, he very, very respectfully addressed Sita Devi. "You are my worshipable deity. You are more reverential than my own mother to me. I am the servant of your lotus feet. I give all honor and respect to you, and I will ultimately do whatever you say. But please listen to me. That the anger of a woman is famous for creating enemies out of friends, for creating dissension when there is harmony, for creating chaos where there is peace. You are no ordinary woman, but you are behaving like this. I have never looked above your feet. I worship you. Ramchandra is my lord, my life, and my soul. What you are speaking is not true. But because it is your order, I will go. But I guarantee you this, that when Ram and I return, you will not be here. You will be the property of the Rakshasas. Sita said, go. Lakshman prayed to the sylvan gods of the forest and of the heavens to protect Sita. And knowing that the irreversible form of destiny has come upon them, he ran into the forest to find Ram. At that time, Ravana changed his 10-headed, 20-eyed, 20 arms, 100 fingers. He changed that gruesome form into a very gentle-looking sannyasi with 1 head and 2 arms, holding mala and begging pot, umbrella over his head. He looked like a bona fide sadhu. He came before Sita Devi, and he called out to her, oh, most beautiful, charming, lovely woman, I have come to beg alms from you. I am tired from roaming in the forest all alone. When Sita heard the words of Ravana, she understood that he's a very strange fellow indeed. Ravana said, oh, most beautiful, thin-waisted lady, who's attracting everyone's hearts, please tell me who you are and why you are living alone in this forest. You appear to be a queen. Sita said to Ravana that I am the daughter of King Janaka, who is the ruler of Videha. My husband is Sri Ram, the son of Dasarath. And by the will of his father, we are living in this forest. And only one more year to come, and we can return to Ayodhya, where we will be coronated as king and queen. Sita was so affectionate that even though she knew this person is very strange, what kind of a sannyasi talks like this? Still, she gave him water to wash his own feet. She picked flowers and offered them to him. She gave him a nice sitting place. She even went out and prepared nice prasad of fruits and herbs for him, because she was trained by her father that one must always honor and respect those in the renounced order of life. What to speak of when they come as a guest in your home? One must always show all respect to the Brahmins. After offering these services, she asked Ravana, can I ask you, O sannyasi, who are you? He replied in a very harsh, thunderous voice, I am Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, the biggest, greatest, and most powerful of man-eaters, and I lust to enjoy you as my wife. I have come to take you back to Sri Lanka to be my principal wife. How you will enjoy. What is this Ram? If Ram was actually a great hero, why, he's driven out of his own kingdom by a woman named Kaikeyi. What kind of a kshatriya is this? Being driven out of his own kingdom from a woman? No one could drive me out of my kingdom. Even the gods Indra have been defeated. I have conquered Kuvera. I have conquered Varuna. I have conquered Vayu. I have conquered Indra. My city is on a beautiful mountain. It is the greatest city of all, better than Amravati of Indra himself. You come. I have thousands and thousands of co-wives. They will all be your slaves. We will wander through my pleasure groves together, and you will enjoy. I will give my very life for the least pleasure to be offered to you. Ravana was so overcome by lust that he literally fell at the feet of Sita, rolling in the dust of her feet, begging her to come back to Lanka and be his wife. Sita heard this. She was utterly disgusted. She said, "You are a fool! I am completely surrendered only to the faithful service of Ram. I will never leave Ram." To try to take me away from Ram is like to try to take the light away from the sun. You are bringing death upon yourself. Ram will come here and destroy you. He'll be here any second. You better get out now. You want to enjoy me as your wife? You know what you're doing? You're like one who's putting his arm in the mouth of a deadly man-eating lion. You are like a person pushing your finger into the mouth of a deadly poisonous cobra snake. You are like a person who are taking very sharp needles and scratching his eyes with them. You are like one who wants to find nourishment by drinking terrible, terrible Kulahota poison. You are like a person who takes a sword and sharpens it to its sharpest possible extreme and then starts licking it and licking it with his tongue. You are like a person who goes swimming in the middle of the ocean with a mountainous rock tied around his neck. You are like a person who wants to walk on the tip of a trident. You can never possess me. Ram is the essence of all beauty, and you are ugly as sin. Ram is the greatest hero, and you are such a coward without even facing him. You want to take away his wife. I will never be touched by you. When Ravana heard this, he became so much angry that at that point he assumed his original 10-headed, 20-arm, 100-fingered form of Ravana. "If you don't come to me by your free will, I will take you with me." Then he lifted up Sita and placed her forcibly. He took her by her hair and under her knees and put her on the chariot and started driving away. Sita was screaming, oh Ram, Lakshman, save me. I've been taken away by this terrible demon. Please come and save me." As Ravana was carrying Sita through the sky on his chariot, driven by mighty donkeys, Ram was just returning from defeating Maricha. On his way, he happened to come across Lakshman. Ram was very disturbed. "Lakshman, what are you doing here? Sita is alone. There are terrible Rakshasas everywhere in this forest. She is probably stolen away by now. I ordered you not to leave her. Why have you come?" Ram started crying at the thought that Sita might have been taken away. Lakshman explained what Sita had said. Ram was understanding, but still he said, Lakshman, you should not have left. Which has priority? The ravings of an angry, fearful woman, or the order of me? I ordered you to stay. You should not have left. Or if you left, you should have hidden nearby to protect her. Ram was feeling in his heart that Sita is gone. He started weeping and weeping and crying. He told Lakshman, if Sita is not at our ashram when we return, I will give up my life. I cannot survive without her love. In this way, they hastily came to their hermitage. Sita was not present. Lord Sri Ram was calling out her name, Sita, where are you? Are you in the forest picking your favorite flowers? Come back, please, now. Sita, Sita, where are you? He was calling this out with such love of separation in his voice. He and Lakshman were searching the whole area, but there was nothing to be found. With tears cascading down from his beautiful lotus eyes, Ram was going to each and every tree, those trees which were so dear to Sita while they were living together in the forest of Dandakaranya. O Jambu tree, Sita so much liked your fruits and liked your flowers. Have you seen her? Where is she? The tree was silent. O jasmine tree, how Sita with her own lovely hands would pick your flowers. Where is she? Have you seen her? He was going to every tree, to every shrub. But there was only silence in response to his inquiries. Ram started going to the grass, to the creepers, to the animals in the forest, running here and there like a madman in separation. Where is Sita? After hours and hours of searching over the hills, in the forest, in the valleys, and not finding Sita, finally, he sat down by the Godavari River, and with tears flowing like the Godavari herself, he begged Mother Godavari, you are my friend. You give shelter to all those who approach you. Please tell me, have you seen Sita? Where has she gone? But the Godavari and all the other animals and all the other trees and shrubs in the forest, after seeing Ravana, how fearful and demoniac he was, they were so shaken, they could not speak. When even the river Godavari did not answer Ram, he sat on the banks, weeping and crying, contemplating giving up his life. At that time, Lakshman tried to pacify Ram, that we will find her for certain. But where to look, they did not know. Then some little animals came by Ram, and he asked them, have you seen Sita? Which direction did they go? Those animals jumped up. They first looked to the sky. Then they looked to the south direction. Then they looked to the sky and started running to the south, turning to Ram. Without saying anything, by their glance they were saying, follow us. Ram said to Lakshman, the animals have told us. She has been taken through the sky to the southern direction. Lakshman said, yes, that is correct, let us go. They started traveling through the Dandakaranya forest, searching for Sita. at this beautiful confluence of Godavari and Kapila rivers, under the wonderful trees of the forest of Dandakaranya. We are listening to this beautiful narration of Sri Valmiki's Ramayana. Just to the left of us, there is a temple called Lakshman Mandir. That is the place where Lakshman performed tapasya. While here, it is said, he did not eat anything but the air. He did not sleep. 24 hours a day, he was on guard to protect Ram and Sita from even the slightest of any dangers. Willing to do everything simply to give pleasure to his beloved, worshipable lords, Sita Ram. It was at this place, Lakshman Mandir, that Lakshman, heroically, on the order of Sri Ram, cut off the nose and ears of Sapanaka, one of the most beautiful, sweet stories in all the Vedic literatures. Srila Prabhupada explains how, through this wonderful incident, the Supreme Personality of Godhead wanted to teach us that all women should be protected. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada would often emphasize this point. However great a woman may be, she will not be successful in life unless she is protected. In childhood, a woman should be protected by father. When she's older, she should be protected by husband. And when she's grown up, if the husband is gone, she should be protected by elder sons. A woman must always have protection. Otherwise, in this world, they are very, very, very likely to be exploited by men with evil intentions.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-knowing and all-powerful, assumes this wonderful lila just to show the world on many levels lessons to be learned. He also wanted to show the world how, if you are too much attached to the opposite sex, you will have to suffer. Somehow or other, there will be suffering. It is the ways of nature. But from the spiritual point of view, Lord Sri Ram wanted to taste the sweetness of conjugal love
between the Lord and his eternal pleasure potency. In this very place, Lord Ram manifested the supreme excellence of his love in separation. As he was crying for Sita like a madman, asking the trees, the shrubs, the insects, the animals, and the river herself, where is Sita? We find the deepest, sweetest ecstasy of vipralamba, or love in separation. We should never mistake this to be like the love between an ordinary man and an ordinary woman. Although it may appear in this way, this is the shringaras, the conjugal mellow of ecstatic love shared between the Lord and his devotee. The height, the peaks of the ecstasies of the loving exchanges of Sita and Ram were manifested in such a wonderful way here, as Ram was exhibiting separation from his beloved. and one who hears this beautiful narration with the proper understanding, heart will become purified, and one will naturally awaken the desire for pure devotional service. It is for that purpose that we have come to this place. Let us pray on the jubilant banks of this holy river Godavari, that these feelings of love and separation may also awaken our hearts. It comes only by the mercy of Krishna. When our desires are purified through humble service to Guru and Vaishnavas, through sincere, offenseless chanting of the holy names, and through hearing the beautiful glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lakshman is Balaram, who also appears in this age of Kali Yuga as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains again and again in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that the love between Gauranga and Nityananda was identical to the love between Sri Ramchandra and Lakshman, as well as Krishna and Balaram. As the original guru, he is the very foundation of Guru Tattva. The original servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let us analyze what Guru does in our lives by referring to the beautiful pastime that took place here in Nasik. Yesterday we were at Kala Ram Mandir, where Lakshman, with his own loving hands, built a beautiful, beautiful little simple house with pure love for Sita and Ram to live in. Similarly, the spiritual master, through his instructions, he is building a beautiful house within our heart. And if we follow his instructions carefully through that instruction, that house will be so pleasing that Sitaram will come to live within our heart. When Lord Ram went to chase after Maricha, Sita, who is devotional service profanified, she is the very embodiment of bhakti, she was entrusted under the care of Lakshman. The spiritual master, through disciplic succession, is receiving instruction from Ram himself. And he is giving us those instructions, and he is protecting us by those instructions from the evils of Maya. However, if we separate ourselves from the order of Guru, as Sita separated herself from the instructions that Ram gave Lakshman and Lakshman gave her, then what will happen? Our bhakti will be stolen away by Ravana. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said one should accept the order of spiritual master coming down through Parampara as one's life and soul. Those instructions will build a house within our heart that Ram will come to live in. Those instructions will protect us from all the Ravanas trying to steal away our bhakti from our heart. Lakshman's life and soul was simply to give pleasure to Sita and Ram. Similarly, it is the spiritual master's life and soul to always keep us in the loving service of Sita and Ram. Lakshman is our spiritual master. And through disciple succession, he is speaking through us. Let us always keep those instructions very, very seriously observed. And we will always be protected from Maya. And what is the greatest of all instructions? To humbly serve the Vaishnavas, to preach the message of Krishna consciousness, and to keep his name always in our hearts through the loud chanting of Hare Krishna.